congratulations, Autumn. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You are a high school student?
I am indeed. I'll be graduating soon, but yeah, it's been pretty great. I've drawn for all of my life, so it was really cool when to just be part of the Google Doodle.
How did you learn about this contest?
Oh, they announced it on the K-High speakers. So it was pretty cool. Generally, it's pretty loud in the classroom by the time the speakers turn on. So it was when I heard it, I was just like, I'm taking this chance. I'm going to take it. I'm gonna go and do the Google Doodle.
How long ago did you start working on your piece of art?
I worked on it about a month before. And I didn't know how to color very well, so I was practicing coloring like nobody's business on other pieces. And then when I returned, I learned a few more things, and yeah.
Was there an announcement that this contest was happening, and if anybody wanted to get involved, they could? Was it something that you saw online? How did you initially even know to begin doodling?
Oh, well, I looked it up online. I looked up the Google Doodle, got the details, and continued to just try and get more information about it. I even looked into some of the other people that kind of like were successful, and I was just curious to see if I tried and did something, how far it would go.
Now, this is radio, so can you talk a bit about your design and describe it and how you were inspired to create what you created?
Well, the Google Doodle was talking about how, like, where your strength comes from, and I really feel like my strength comes from coffee and just overall imagination, so it was pretty great, but so a lot of it just is showing imagination, maybe my adventure in Alaska, getting chased by black bears, you know, all that stuff. I didn't really get chased by black bears, but sometimes they really approach you.
But using your imagination, if nothing else.
Yep. Gotta use that imagination. And I thought, and then whenever I saw like a space in a corner, I was like, well, this could be there. And sometimes I would be like, nah, I'm not going to add that. And then I'd be like, just kidding, I'm going to add that.
Can you describe some of the things that are pictured in the drawing?
I drew a polar bear because those are in Alaska, and I thought that would be cool to add, as well as a whale, because I've never seen a whale before moving here, and I thought that was cool.
So how long have you lived in Alaska?
About 2 years.
Oh, and where did you come here from?
Oh, I lived in Colorado.
Okay, so that would be quite different, and it sounds like you were inspired by the things you see and find in Alaska, and maybe you haven't seen everything yet that you pictured there. I don't know if you've seen a polar bear yet, but trying to represent the state in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it definitely was representing like my experience of Alaska. Although, I mean, not that I see horses on Ketchikan, but you know, yeah.
And you mentioned that you've always been drawing. Do you have any particular thing you like to do? Do you like to do sketching, or how would you describe your art?
Well, let me tell you, the amount of time that you can spend in the classroom and doodle is insane. But not that I doodle all the time. But yeah, I sketch a lot. Like just sitting, I really like sketching random things, whatever comes to mind. Sometimes I take it seriously, sometimes I don't, and it's just a really relaxing activity.
How did you find out that you were selected?
We got it like on an email, so yeah, that was pretty cool. My parents kind of broke it to me. It was cool. So I literally couldn't sit still after that and had to walk around.
Now there is voting going on, and people will choose their favorite Google Doodles in 5 different grade categories. So now it's kind of a waiting time, I guess. People will be voting. And what would happen should you win this contest?
I would use it for college, probably towards medical school. And then after that, I would go from there, maybe. I would just see where life would take me, but I'm definitely thinking about medical school.
So there is a cash prize?
Yeah.
And then I understand also your school would benefit from this as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They would heavily benefit from it. So, yeah, I think it would definitely be something that would be kind of cool for my siblings to have, my younger siblings, to have a school that, you know, is well-funded.
So if you win, money goes to you as well as to your school?
Yep.
And you mentioned that you like to draw and doodle all the time. Do you have any plans for any future artwork?
Well, yeah. I guess you could say that I'm trying to get a good career in the medical field first before trying to chase after an art career because, yeah, you know, things can change and sometimes you just need to make sure that you have some good footing.
You mentioned wanting to go into the medical field. Is there any particular area that you want to pursue?
Well, I was thinking about either ultrasonography or working with x-rays. And I'm thinking x-rays sound much cooler, you know. The name's much cooler anyways, so I might work with x-rays.
All right. Well, again, congratulations to you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, but yeah, thank you.
That was Ketchikan High School senior Autumn Yoder. Her artwork was selected to represent Alaska in the Google Doodle State and Territory Contest for students. Voting for this first leg ends May 14th. You can go to google.com for more information.